Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. That beautiful laugh you heard is Judy Pilak. She's filling in for Wendy Snyder, who's taking some time off. A lot of time off.
Well, next year.
Yeah, she'll be back.
Which is just less than a month.
2018.
Yeah, a couple weeks.
Yeah. All right, so Dane Neal joins us right now. You know Dane, not only from our show, but he's also the host of On the Road with Dane Neal. That takes place on Saturdays right here on WGN from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock. I heard a bit of you last weekend. You did a nice job. You always do a nice job.
Wow, thanks, Phil. Part of it's the great bumper music inspiration. You heard Jose Feliciano right there.
Yeah.
You can say a lot of things about him. I've seen him in concert, of course, but he's not French. You know,
he's not.
No, and he'll never admit to being French, but he probably wishes he was French. Right?
But since you've brought up the French culture.
Everybody wishes they were French.
See? Okay, we'll go with that.
Since you've brought up the French culture, today we talk about one of my favorite food spots in all of Chicago, the French Market.
It's hard to have a favorite, right? Because Chicago is one of America's, if not America's, great food towns. So many great places to go, not only independent restaurants, a lot of pop-up events and all sorts of festivals. But when it comes to these kind of food court situations where you have this collection of curated awesomeness, the French Market, right over there, Chicago French Market, based in like Ogilvy train station right there, is absolutely one of the best. Don't take it from me. It is one of the top food court situations in the country. Food Network, lots of magazines. It started out just kind of as a dream, and now, like I said, it is one of those great spots.
The dream is a reality. Leslie Cahill is here. She is the GM, the general manager of said French Market. When we call it a food court, it doesn't even do it anywhere near the justice it deserves, because I guess it is in structure like a food court, but the food is just so good.
Yeah, and when we opened up back in 2009, we had no idea that it would develop into what people would know as a food hall in Chicago, because it's modeled after a French marketplace.
Yeah.
So we also have a grocery store in there. We have a confectionery in there. We have a flower shop in there. And then we have over 18 different international cuisines available for people to come in and enjoy every day.
It really is like a market, but it's just indoors.
Well, and you have some of the most recognizable kind of names and places in Chicago represented there that are doing some really high stuff. And Bill, you mentioned food court. I think in the definition, it's got to have a Sbarro or a Panda Express, and those aren't
they're not invited.
No, they're not there. So.
Nope.
But you can get a fresh piece of fish.
Oh yeah,
it's crazy. Or
the
meat is just wonderful.
Well, yeah, and you can stop by Pastoral Artisan Cheese Bread and Wine, get a bottle of wine, a piece of cheese to take home, some charcuterie tray. So it's really not a food hall in the strict sense of what people think.
And Leslie has been there since the beginning, since the ribbon cutting with, like, Bill Curtis was there, of course, Mayor Daley. And one of the things that is its strength is its vendors, right? It's an eclectic blend of really great stuff. And we brought a couple. We've got three we're going to feature today in the segment. We've got two in studio right here. Mary Arrigoni from Saigon Sisters. We've got Ebony from Lolly and Pops. Talk a little bit, Leslie, about kind of the blend of different kinds of vendors and treats and dishes and food that you can get.
Sure. Well, when we first opened up, we had about 19 or 20 tenants in the market. We've grown to over 32 tenants.
Mm-hmm.
And all of them are Chicago originals. We have one exception that's with us today, and that's Lolly and Pops. They're actually based out of California, but they do such a beautiful job with their high-end candies, and also penny candies are available at the store there. But we have Mary Arrigoni here from Saigon Sisters. She's an original at the market, and I believe this was your first location in Chicago, right, Mary?
Yep. I got a start there, and it's been great, especially for people who do not have a restaurant, because I started out as a little vendor there, and it gives me a brand and a recognition to be able to open three more restaurants.
Oh, congratulations.
So I feel really the market has a special place in my heart.
So what did you learn from it, from being in the French Market, that made you say, I can expand on this and make it even bigger and better?
It's a really great incubator because you have a vast majority of different demographics, customers coming in. I mean, you have all the offices around, the local residents. You have visitors from other countries finding us. It's amazing because it's a really cool place to test out your products.
Sure, yeah.
So, and we tested out with the banh mi, which is a Vietnamese sandwich, and then we grew to pho, which is soup. So I was like, does people really understand Vietnamese food? But then everybody was like, buying it, like, every day. So it's been 8 years, and we'll be very fortunate to be there. And tomorrow we are celebrating our 8-year anniversary there.
Congrats.
So come over from 4 to 7. We have wine and cake and free giveaways to appreciate the market and the customers and our employees.
Yeah. Ebony, your stores, Lolly and Pops, as we mentioned, emanated from the West Coast. What did you see about this particular location that was interesting to you? Why did you guys open up in the French Market?
So our CEO opened there because they were actually scouted out to come there and really deliver all of these great sweets from all over the world and local brands too. And it's just been a great way to invite guests to are new to like truffles or have their favorite item from when they were a kid be found again. And so it's been really great.
You've got quite an array of truffles over there, too.
Oh, yes.
Can you put a number on it, or does it change all the time?
It changes because we do get specialty items throughout the year, but it's over 70 throughout.
Over 70 different kinds of truffles.
Yes. It seems to me that when I'm there, there are always some samples out.
Oh, yes. We are big on sampling. We do not say no to sampling. How would you know if you can't try it?
I think that may have been the first time I had a truffle.
Is that right?
And
yeah.
And then I believe I bought 12 more.
Yes.
Well, they're so colorful. I've had them there, and they're so colorful. And then you taste them, and they taste even better than they look, which seems impossible.
They're beautiful art that you can eat.
Yeah. Well, very exciting.
And I wanted to just throw in there, I feel like one thing that was a really great draw for Lolly and Pops is our location, because we're located over by the Ogilvy Transportation Center. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't know exactly where we're at because we're directly below the trains.
Yeah.
And the street address is 131 North Clinton, but we have about 7,000 people that come through that market on Monday through Friday.
That's great.
And we have day tourists, we have commuters, we have people that work around the area and live around the area, and it's really kind of become their go-to place for those specialty things like the specialty candy and the wine and the cheese, and along with just getting a great lunch. It's just perfect location.
And just to be clear, people who go to Ogilvy, there is a food court in Ogilvy, very, very different from the French Market. So it's another half a block north, right?
It's a half a block north.
Yeah.
If you do take the trains in, just get off the train, stand on the platform, and look on the platform for stairwells down, and it's just directly below those trains.
Easy to find.
Yeah, once you find it,
you won't forget.
You keep going back.
You know where it is. All right, more discussion about this, about the French Market and what they're doing for the holidays, along with Dane Neal. It's Bill and Judy in for Wendy on WGN. Taking care of yourself and your family is no easy task. Riverside Healthcare can help you, though, with a variety of primary and specialty care providers. Riverside is just the right help for you, your kids, well, the whole family, really, with over a dozen locations, including the newest campus in Frankfurt. Getting the right care at the right place and the right time is going to make your life a whole lot easier. Learn more about the nationally recognized Riverside Healthcare at riversidehealthcare.org. That's Riverside Healthcare, putting well within reach. All right, it's Bill Leff. It's Judy Pilak. Judy is filling in for Wendy. Dane Neal is here, and we're talking about the French Market and all it has to offer, not just at holiday time, but year-round, really.
Yeah, year-round, right. You know, so we're taking an opportunity to highlight some of the three, in particular, of the over 30 vendors that are there. And you mentioned it, Bill, right, for commuters, for visitors from around the world, all that kind of stuff, great times to be there. But now is kind of a special time, right, where we've got not only vendors we're going to highlight, but some really great events. And so we do have Ken from Pastoral. They're doing some great stuff coming up for the holidays.
Ken, welcome back. How are you?
Thank you so much. Glad to be back.
Cheese last time. I'm guessing we'll talk cheese a little bit again this time.
Always want to talk about cheese.
Yep.
Is there ever a day where you're like, I can't do cheese today?
There has not been a day for the last 13 years I have not talked about cheese. No.
I know that there are some people that for various reasons can't eat it, but it's one of those foods that almost everybody, if you stop anybody at random and go, I have cheese, would you like some cheese? They're going to say, yeah, I want
it's
some
like
cheese.
It's like bacon. Yeah. Cheese on anything
He's
is delicious.
Say no.
Yeah, you're not going to be sad if you have bacon on something. You're not going to be sad if you have cheese on something.
Right.
Nobody's going to be disappointed with that. And those people that are, well, I don't spend much time talking to them.
All right.
That's not true.
That's fair. What is Pastoral doing cheese-wise and otherwise?
Part of the holiday time for us is we think, as we talked about cheese, that we think more people should have more cheese. So one of the things that we're doing this year is we want people, for those that are want to take the stress off of holiday planning, for those of you that plan in advance and do any of your catering orders with us 7 days advance, where we've got some great deals to sort of incentivize you to do the planning in advance and order any of our catering trays that are our classic cheese and cheese and accompaniment trays or meat trays. Or we also have a new round of at past appetizers, small bites, sweet and savory, all that can be ordered in the store or on our online store. But if you spend between $100 and $200, we're going to give you $10 off. And anything over $200, you get $25 off. This is for all orders placed 7 days in advance. So the idea is get your orders out of the way, enjoy the holidays, relax, and just let us do all the work for you.
Yeah.
One of the cool things about the Chicago French Market is unlike, you know, we keep using that word food court just so people can get their head around kind of what it is, but it is so different, is just kind of the setups, kind of the accoutrements of the places themselves. And you guys, Pastor, at the Chicago mm-hmm. French Market, you've got a beautiful set. I mean, it doesn't look like a store at all. It's beautiful.
Well, thank you. And we've been using the term food court. I really like the idea. The word that Leslie used was food hall, just to sort of imply that, you know, it is more than just coming and getting lunch. You can pick up specialty items like the items at Lollipops, at Famari, at City Fresh. There's a whole variety of items. And like for us at Pastoral, you know, we offer more than just to-go lunch items, sandwiches. We also have the cut-to-order cheeses, cut-to-order meats, wines, and specialty pantry items, especially jams, jellies, honeys, and everything. So the idea is to come and do your full market shopping with us at Pastoral or at the entire French Market.
And see, you know what? That's good to know, because when I've been there, sometimes it's a little daunting. I don't know where to go.
Just
you know,
because
it's
so
overwhelming,
much.
Right?
Yeah.
And I feel like I should, you know, I'm not used to it. And so I don't really know where to start,
sure.
where to go. You could get lunch. I never thought of that.
Well, you mentioned going around getting the samples. Start around and
right.
go get a few samples and start it by coming in and having lunch. And the evening time is also a great time because the crowds are died down a little bit. Come around in the evening time and you really get a chance to talk to the individual vendors and get to see what their offerings are and see what their products are and really, you know, dig into what is so rich and so insightful about the French Market.
That is such a great idea.
And they're very patient, Judy. Just so you know, it's not... You'd think there'd be more competition because everybody wants to sell you their wares, and it's not that way at all.
No,
they're very helpful.
That's why I feel like a little bit out of my element when I'm there, and you know, because I don't know, you know, these cheeses, the stinky ones, and I don't like those. But I love every other.
Oh,
one.
You'd like them?
No, I do. I actually do like kind of some of them.
If you're looking for like a time to go, a time to get over there, I mentioned all the time, like the holidays are some of the best time. Leslie, you've got some great events that are coming up in general, and then a really big one coming up called Jingle Fest. Can't go wrong there.
You're right. And the nice thing about the market is that we have an ongoing program throughout the year. We always have happy hour at the market.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of
what?
People don't know. We have Barfried Coten is in the market, and they have a wonderful selection of local and international craft beers. They also have a great selection of wines. And several of the vendors throughout the market participate in a happy hour program from 4:30 to 6:30, so you can come in and try their foods with a little bit of a discount applied. And on Wednesdays and Thursdays of every single week, we have a music program. We have
nice.
A rush hour concert. A lot of local artists come in and play. So it's a really great place to cool down at the end of a work day, or if you're in the city, just stop by and enjoy that. And if you're confused about what to do in the market, you have to go to our website, www.chicagofrenchmarket.com. If you go to the vendor page, we have a map there that lays out the market. It talks about the different cuisines in the market, and you can kind of plan your visit to the market.
Yeah.
So that's the ongoing things. But like Dane said, this month we have some other special things going on. Throughout the entire month, we have Marché de Noël. It's a gifting market. So envision a pop-up boutique on the concourse adjacent to the market. The address on that is 117 North Clinton. And we have a lot of local artisans there. You can get leather goods, printmaking, bath and body.
Grapefruit.
Pop-up boutique. No grapefruit.
No, they do have grapefruit. I did. I saw them last week.
Well,
they do.
Okay.
There's somebody selling fruit, citrus fruit. It's
don't fight it, Leslie. Grapefruits are good.
It's so good.
Well, that's actually part of City Fresh Market.
Oh, it
They're
is part of that?
The concourse. But
are they always
that.
There or just during the holidays? Because I don't remember seeing them the rest of the year, but the other day I got grapefruit from them.
Well, City Fresh Market is always there, and they put out on the concourse fruit display.
Oh, is that
just
who's
kind
doing
of draw
that?
People into
it
the
worked.
Market.
I think it's part of the Give the Gift
that's
of
awesome.
Grapefruit campaign.
Yes, it is.
But the highlight of the month is going to be Jingle Fest, and that's on
nice.
Saturday, December 16th. The event's from 11 to 2. The mm-hmm. market will be open from 8 a.m. until 5:30 p.m., so you can come all day. But during that period of time, you got to bring your kids down. We're going to have Santa there, pictures with Santa. This is all free for the kids. There will be a letter.
French Santa.
Well,
no.
Okay, we're,
no.
He doesn't
Santa's
say ho-ho.
Smoking.
He says oui-oui.
Mon Dieu, the pressure. But, you know, if you come down with the family, the kids can write letters to Santa.
Nice.
We have a neighbor in the marketplace. Great Clips is there. They're going to come, and they're going to spruce up the kids for free before they sit down on Santa's lap.
Define sprucing up. What does that mean, right?
This could be easier. You take the train and you get off the train and you stay for a couple hours and then you get back on the train and you go home.
And you know what you do? You veil it as you're doing something for the kids, but then you go there, you enjoy some cheese at Pastoral, buy some candy at Lolly and Pops,
grab
a banh mi sandwich at Saigon Sisters. Shh, don't tell the kids about happy hour. it's all there. It's going to be a fun day.
And the Santa and the sprucing, I think that was a veiled attempt at some kind of tree Christmas humor, right?
Maybe. I don't know.
It's complimentary, right? Because at a lot of the shopping centers and shopping malls, like Santa costs. You know, he's...
Sure.
He doesn't take the money directly from you, but they've got sort of a picture kind of program thing where this is great. Santa's there and part of the deal.
We bring the photographer in. It's part of the amenity. We've been doing it for a few years now, and it's a really popular event. So we hope you come on down.
Who wouldn't want to do some good food shopping while you have Santa Claus there, right?
Of course. Exactly. Of course. Again, if you're anywhere near the Chicagoland area and you've not experienced the French Market, it's time to do it, especially now during the holidays. Is there a specific address if people are looking for it? I know it's underneath Ogilvy Station, but is there a specific address?
Yeah, it's 131 North Clinton. We're in Ogilvy Transportation Center. We're a block south of the Green Line.
Yeah.
We're very easy to reach, and just visit us.
It feels like you're in Europe when you're there. It really does.
Thank you.
It really does. All right. Thanks, everybody, for being here. Greatly appreciated. Dane, thanks again to you.
You bet. Awesome.
Yep. We'll take a quick break, then some news, then more show. It's Bill and Judy in for Wendy on WGN.